My question is, I've been struggling for pornography for a number of years, and just recently I've been trying to take it one step at a time, day by day, mm-hmm. to not give in. And the biggest thing I have is the regrets, the remorse, the guilt that I feel now from those past years of doing what I did, and it's kind of eating at me in a way that, you know, makes me feel unworthy.
Yeah.
And I don't know how else to explain it.
Yeah, Doug, thank you so much for being courageous enough to call the program and share that. You know, it's understandable to have feelings of guilt and remorse and regret after we've done something wrong. But the good news for you and I, Doug, is that we have a God whose heart is mercy. Allow me to read you a quote from St. Claude de la Colombière, who said this: "I glorify you in making known how good you are towards sinners, and that your mercy prevails over all malice, that nothing can destroy it, that no matter how many times, or how shamefully we fall, or how criminally, a sinner need not be driven to despair of your pardon. It is in vain that your enemy and mine sets new traps for me every day. He will make me lose everything else before the hope I have in your mercy." So, Doug, I would encourage you a couple of things, and I don't just say this lightly. Spend time before the Blessed Sacrament, and I'd encourage you to pray the Divine Mercy and just ask the Father of Mercy to reveal his heart to you. I think it was the Curé of Ars, in fact it was, who says that, you know, when we go to confession, it's as if the Lord throws our sin over his back and annihilates it. Don't go looking for it. It is gone forever. We have a God of mercy. Secondly, if this is something you're continually struggling with on a day-to-day basis, Doug, I would highly suggest that you get help. One way you could do that is by contacting a friend of mine, Dr. Peter Kloponis, at his site, integrityrestored.com, integrityrestored.com. If you were to look that up, shoot him an email, just kind of share your situation with him. You know, you may benefit from counseling, and there's no shame in that. So,
yeah, I'm not sure how far Altoona is from Conshohocken, Doug, outside PA, but that's where Dr. Kloponis is.
I've never heard of that before.
Well, he can also do counseling by Skype. Mm-hmm. He's a great man, and I even if you don't think this sounds like a good idea, I'd even encourage you to contact him, and, you know, just be at peace. Once you've gone to confession, you can just rest assured that God is good and he has forgiven that. So thanks, Doug.
Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
All right, Doug.